colloquially, that's what it is, man and woman.
Yeah. Okay. What names do you have for people who are known as hippies? You know, like used to be in San Francisco with beads and everything.
Freaks. That's about it.
Okay. What do you call a man who, or a person who carries and delivers mail?
He used to be the mailman, now he's a postman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You change?
Yeah.
What is your son called?
Mailman.
Uh-huh. That's funny. I wonder if he'll change when he gets up.
He'll change.
Okay, what do you call a person who loads and carries away garbage?
Trash man.
Okay, anything else?
Well, he's a sanitation worker then.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Depends on whether you're at work or not, huh?
Yeah, and if I'm at work, he's a sanitation man.
Uh-huh.
And I go home, he's a trash man.
Okay.
He's never been a garbage collector. He's always been a trash man. I know in other areas, people say garbage collectors. But he's been a trash man. He left from being a trash man to a sanitation worker.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Okay. What do you call a woman who solicits and gets money for sexual relations?
She's a whore.
Okay.
But you don't say whore, it's hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
I get it.
H-O-E, not W-H-O-R-E.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other names?
I guess ho and whore was the first words that I heard to describe a prostitute.
Yeah.
Then prostitute, I've known a lot of prostitutes and like, and some friends of mine. So you refrain, you have to figure, you know, we figure out something better to call our friends, and so they became sporting ladies.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Is that what they call themselves, or?
Yeah, like they you know, like prostitute is like as a proper name to say that they're filthy in a certain social circles, and whore or whore is a little bit demeaning and derogatory.
Yeah.
So sporting lady is like it gives it a little bit of flair and a little dignity.
Yeah.
So in proper circles, they're sporting ladies.
Okay.
But they don't mind calling each other whores. So.
Oh, is that right?
No, it's just like it. When you first day you came over here, out, you know, out in that circle of women, they call each other hoes, bitch, you know.
Uh-huh.
Friendly and it just depends on the tone. You see, some people can curse you with a tone that you know is a negative tone. You can be cursed again to be a positive tone.
Okay.
You know, that's like motherfucker. We use that word daily, in and out, you know, but
for what exactly?
For what?
Yeah, for, yeah.
Everything.
Okay, give me some examples.
If I was describing, I have a lot of good names and I call them people, but then I guess, if it's something that, say, disgusts an individual, you might get a reply like, man, that's a motherfucking shame. An exclamation. Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm. About a situation?
Yeah.